Good evening, everybody. This is Tractor Fiction. My name is Frank Allen. We've got an amazing tract for you tonight. This tract is going to be called Baby Talk. Baby Talk is the name of the tract. Before I actually get to the tract, I do want to let everybody know that this program may contain language or material that may be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the engineer and their guests and may not, reflect the views of the management or other WHRW station members. Therefore, we advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should be listening to the show, the one you're listening to right now, one would assume. So, as I said, this tract is called Baby Talk, and it's on a very tender subject matter that I don't want to spoil it, to be honest with you, so I'll just let us get right to it. Hello, everybody in the studio. Are you ready for Baby Talk?
Oh, are yes, we sir. Ready for Baby Talk?
Indeed we are.
All right. So let's get to it.
You Baby Talk.
All right, here we go. Baby Talk begins.
One beautiful spring afternoon, Billy Bob drove his hideous, beat-up, broken-down jalopy into his mother's driveway, his redneck, peacenik, hippie-loving, flea-bitten family inside.
Boy, are my folks in for a surprise. Good to see you, Ma. This is my latest wife, and her darlings.
Hi, Mama. I'm Thelma.
Billy Bob, what are you doing here?
We're moving in. I lost my job. We'll take my room and my daughter Ashley can sleep on the couch with our good old dog Fang.
After dinner, Billy Bob's mother began the cleanup.
Thelma, could you help me with the dishes?
Dishes? I don't do dishes.
Then you do them, Ashley.
I can't. I'm going out with Eric.
Eric's a bum.
Bye.
Just don't get pregnant.
Outside, as Ashley hopped into Eric's Harley, he had a similar idea.
Did your teachers give you more of them free condoms?
Of course.
Woohoo!
2 months later, Ashley was feeling a little less high-spirited. She found herself kneeling before the toilet, vomiting profusely into it every morning.
Ugh, I'm gonna vomit again.
Ashley was no fool. She knew what it meant. The next day, in school.
Oh, Kelsey, I'm pregnant. What should I do?
Talk to Miss Smith in sex ed. She's really cool.
And as sex ed class was ending, Ashley prepared to do just that.
Don't forget to pick up your condoms.
Miss Smith, can I talk to you? I'm pregnant, but I don't understand. How could I get pregnant? We use condoms every time.
Well, condoms break, honey. But it's no problem. It's just a blob. Some pregnancy tissue. Look. I'll call the clinic, and they'll take care of everything. We won't even tell your parents. You don't have to live under their old-fashioned values.
That night, Ashley tells Eric the good news. Bad news. Well, she tells him.
Whoa! Hey, lady. Lady. You're not gonna ruin my life. I'm out of here.
But I need you, Eric. Please don't leave me.
Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, but he does. And that night, as Ashley lays on the couch, attempting to sleep, she speaks to the one person she thinks can help her.
Oh, God. If you're really up there, help me.
The following afternoon, Eric's Uncle Mike is surprised to find Eric sitting around actually doing some reading. He knows something is up.
Don't you have a date with Ashley?
Nah, it's all over. Uncle Mike, she got pregnant, and that's her problem, not mine. Besides, she can get rid of it. It's not a kid yet. Nope, nobody.
Eric, I'm so sick of you hearing the lying propaganda you kids have swallowed. It's time you hear the truth. Come with me.
Uncle Mike took Eric to the doctor's office, where they made an appointment with a nurse, sat around in the waiting room for a few hours, and were finally admitted to see the doctor.
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Eric's ex-girlfriend is 2 months along. They've been told it's only tissue. Is that true?
I'm Johnson Heston, and I'll be playing a medical professional. No! What Ashley has growing inside of her is a living baby! Ultrasound proves that's true. As a medical professional and not an actor, I must tell you the truth. An abortion would be one of the biggest mistakes the two of you could ever make. How could your child have its own fingerprints? It can urinate, like me, at a bar! You can make a fist and feel pain when it's hit and drunk and God is already watching him grow. If you don't take responsibility for what you do, it will lead to your baby's death. Because you deserted Ashley, she will cave in from pressure and leave your baby. She will be aborted. Your actions will have pushed her into murder and not with a gun. And God will hold you responsible as he will her.
I'll say, what?
Eric and Uncle Mike gathered themselves up, got into their car, and drove home. Once there, Uncle Mike had his evening sit-down and then came to speak with Eric again.
Dr. Harris was right on target, Eric, but he didn't tell you about your coming nightmare. Look what God says happens to people in your shoes. But murderers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Hey, you're really scaring me, Uncle Mac.
But God doesn't want you to go there, Eric. No, he doesn't. He wants to give you a gift that will save you.
I'm right here. I can hear you, Uncle Mike. So what's this gift you were talking about?
It's the gift of eternal life, Jesus said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Jesus, God the Son, left heaven to make the supreme sacrifice for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth, that's you, in him shall not perish in hell, but have everlasting life in the heavens! Jesus willingly shed his precious blood on the cross and died for our sins. 3 days later, he rose from the dead!
Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and save me and make him talk more quietly.
You know you're a brand new person! And on your way to heaven, Christ now dwells within you, and the Holy Spirit will guide you.
Now I want to live like God wants me to. I can't let our baby die. I've got to tell Ashley what's happened.
Eric ran to the phone and dialed frantically, but alas...
She's not there! Thelma took her to the late night clinic. They left an hour ago.
Eric leapt onto his Harley and sped down the roads, breaking all manner of man's law in an attempt to uphold God's.
Oh, Jesus, get me there in time. Oh, Lord, stop them somehow.
The Lord heard Eric and obeyed.
I'm Charlton Heston, and I'm sorry I ran into you. I'm late for an audition.
Bile spewing testicle choppers! No flat tire's gonna stop us from getting that abortion tonight. Where's walking?
Oh, God, I'm so afraid. I don't want to do this. Help me!
45 minutes later, the two women waddle wearily up to the all-night clinic to find Eric has beaten them there.
You let go of her, Thelma.
Eric!
What the freak are you doing here?
Ashley, please forgive me. I love you, and I want to marry you, and I don't want you to kill our baby.
I'm Charlton Heston, and I'd be happy to marry both of you. I need money. Please. I'll do it for free.
Eric, I prayed for this to happen. I mean, I didn't pray for Charlton Heston to come in and start talking to us, but I prayed that you would come. Thank you, Lord.
1 year later...
Oh, baby Nathan, my life would not be the same without you. I'd have a whole lot more money for one. Next to you, Lord Jesus, you are the most precious gift I ever received.
And that's the end of baby talk, this episode of Tractor Fiction that we did here tonight.